Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Derek Osborne and Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Emily Hudson, and this is another edition of the Intel on AI podcast. We're missing our co-host, Derek Osborne, who's on paternity leave. Today, our guest is Atul Gupta. He is the head of alliances at Digitate. Welcome, Atul.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for inviting us here. Very happy to be with you.
So tell me a little bit about Digitate. What kind of business problems is it solving, and how long has it been around?
We are a venture of Tata Consultancy Services, and the name of the company is Digitate. We are a very young organization, started in June 2015.
So I understand that one of your solutions is called Ignio. Can you tell me a little bit about what that solution does for enterprises?
So our line of solutions is called Ignio, and there are various versions of Ignio available today in the market. Ignio is a cognitive automation software for the enterprise, powered by AI and ML. The logic of Ignio is to emulate anything and everything which humans can do in an IT data center environment, in SAP environment, in workload management environment, and manage those issues reactively and proactively with the power of AI. So think of the way data centers are handled today in terms of they being discovered, monitored, managed, tickets being resolved, alerts being looked at, incidents being resolved, issues being managed either by the engineers are triaged to respective product organizations. Ignio can more or less do most of these jobs in a very, very smart way. The way issues are being looked at today, the incidents being handled, tickets being resolved, proactively data center environments being provisioned, Ignio can do that with the help of its AI ML-based core at a very, very smart level.
That's interesting. When I think of data centers, I think of them being used to power AI, but not necessarily something that would benefit from AI. So it's kind of a new spin on how AI is both creating solutions and also powering other solutions. What are some of the target industries you think would benefit the most from Ignio solutions?
If I look at the overall journey of Ignio over the last 4 years, we have 100 plus customers now at the enterprise level. Most of the customers of ours are from Fortune 500 Global 2000 list, varied across different verticals. We have seen our fair share of success in retail, banking, manufacturing, telecom, but we have customers in almost every vertical today. The biggest benefit of Ignio, which our customers see over there, is in terms of anyone and everyone who has large IT operations being managed by army of engineers. Ignio fits very well over there. The other benefit of Ignio is taking the story from just operations to business assurance.
So Atul, everyone in their life has had problems where their internet goes out or their computer's not working. But thinking on a broad scale, what are some of the negative impacts that some sort of IT downtime would have on an enterprise?
While working with our customers, we realize that most IT problems actually create huge impact when it comes to the business and the revenue of the organization. Very simple examples in terms of nobody would like to go to a website and realize that the website doesn't open. The customer doesn't wait. They would actually, since there are so many others available, they would just hop on, search some other website and start working up over there. My personal favorite, one of the utility companies, there are a couple of hundred new vendors and employees who join on weekly basis. And sometimes it used to take for them up to a week to get the right kind of infrastructure made available to the employees over there. And with Ignio, the whole onboarding experience of new employees and vendors got reduced to hours and days rather than weeks.
Now, looking under the hood a little bit of Digitate, what is the hardware and software model optimizations that you're using to power these insights?
So we have been partnering with Intel for a while now, and we personally believe the power of Ignio with the hardware and software support from Intel can actually help us improve the performance and scalability to a larger level. Just to test that, we tried one of Ignio's feature, which is called FaceNet recognition. A very simple example in terms of iPhone users, iPhone X, if you're using the face recognition to log into your phone, we wanted to give the same capability to Ignio that the users of Ignio can log into Ignio using the face recognition. And while we are very happy to say that we use Intel's second generation Xeon scalable processors, we still had some issues when we started working on that. The response time it came to face recognition, face detection, was a little slow. We worked with Intel AI's team. They kind of proposed the use of Intel OpenVINO to optimize some of the use cases over there, and that actually helped us gain a performance improvement of almost 6x.
That's incredible. Yes, the OpenVINO toolkit is a great tool for those who are using computer vision applications. It really speeds up time to results on pretty much any Intel-based platform, so that's excellent. Talk to me a little bit about what is next for Digitate. What kind of areas are you looking to go into?
So right now, we have three major modules of Ignio available. Ignio for AI Ops, which is IT operations. Ignio AI.workload management, which is for batch schedulers. Ignio AI SAP Ops or ERP Ops for ERP products. The next journey of Ignio is we are, right now Ignio is on-prem, and we would go on cloud. So we are partnering with one of the largest partners. We have not made the announcement yet. The other versions of Ignio, which we are working on right now, Ignio for end-user computing, Ignio for cloud, which would get launched. And as I said, since Ignio is a cognitive product, there is no stopping of versions of Ignio. So tomorrow you can say, can there be Ignio for SecOps, which is security operations? Can there be, say, Ignio for containers? No stopping of that.
Now, I know that you have a long experience of working with Intel, and as part of that, you are a member of the Intel AI Builders Program. How has that relationship been working out for you?
This whole AI Builder partner experience has been a very, very pleasant experience with us, not only on the technology and performance improvement, but when it came to branding and marketing, Intel has been taking us to multiple forums of their O'Reilly, be it AIDC's, Gartner events. Intel has been proactively working with us and taking us to those events to showcase our technology, talk to new customers, prospective customers over there, launching joint solutions and white papers with us, and it has been helping us a lot.
So tell me, Atul, what's been the reception like for Digitate and Ignio in the industry?
The way industry and customers have received it has kind of surpassed our expectations. Let me share some of the accolades which we have won from the industry. The most recent one is we won 4 Stevie Awards. These are international business awards. We won 4 of them a few weeks ago. My favorite is 4th of July came with the beautiful fireworks with us. We won the Best AI Company of the Year award by AI Breakthrough, and there are plenty others which we won over the course of last 4 years.
Congratulations, Atul. And for those listeners who want to find out more about Ignio and Digitate, where should they go for more information?
That's very easy. They can just visit www.digitate.com.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure to have you on the podcast today, Atul. Thanks, everyone else, for joining us. On behalf of Derek Osborne, this is Emily Hudson, and you're listening to Intel on AI.